Well, obviously what happened in Connecticut, much like, you know, Oak Creek and Brookfield and, you know, Argyle and all sorts of places, even when firearms weren't involved, are horrible tragedies. And we need to protect our public. We need to protect our kids. And it's almost impossible for, I think, most of us to figure out why an individual would do the horrific acts that he committed. But that being said, I don't know that the legislature is necessarily in a position to always fix all ill in society. It may be that there are legislative things that can be done that can help reduce the possibility of tragedies like this occurring in the future. I don't know that there's been enough time for anyone to study them thoroughly enough to be coming out with proposals at this juncture. I can tell you right now that to the degree that we can be helpful to Connecticut, we're focused very much right now on trying to help the victims get through the crisis, try to deal with their problems, and use whatever experiences we have here to help Connecticut if they are looking for assistance. Ultimately, though, I think the solutions that the legislature can bring are more long-term than short-term. People tend to think you're cold and calloused if you're not willing to come out and propose a ban on certain types of firearms or ammunition the day after an event occurs. But the reality is those are quick fixes, if fixes at all. There's an awful lot of things we can do, such as start to take a better look at police school liaison officers who can do an awful lot to help schools deal with crime issues. Help to educate our children at the same time about law enforcement and the importance of law enforcement, and provide a deterrent and protection for the school at the same time. These are things that won't take away anybody's constitutional rights who aren't violating the law. I want to make sure that whatever the legislature does propose to pass, if they do anything, that it's something that's well thought out, that's supported, and that we believe will actually make a difference in reducing violence in our community.